Sugar Hill students, this is Pastor Tripp. Welcome to college. This is a huge season in your life. Whether you're living at home or maybe you moved off to college, you're discovering a new freedom. You're making new friends, having new experiences that are probably radically different than what was quote unquote normal just a few months ago. See, the college experience is truly unlike any other in your life. Some students find that they have more freedom and time than they really even know what to do with. Some students feel challenged beyond what they think they can even handle. But one thing's for sure, the experiences you have and the choices you make over the next 3 to 5 years will largely shape the rest of your life. I know that the thought of the next few years can have consequences for a lifetime. That can be pretty scary. I mean, there's so much that is unknown about the future right now. The unknown, coupled with the radical changes that college brings, it leaves many students feeling nervous and maybe even fearful about what lies ahead. Unfortunately, the most significant factor in a student's life, their spiritual life, is often neglected or is put on the back burner. During this time of great change, the one thing that never changes, God, is sometimes completely ignored. While students may not plan to abandon their faith or their relationship with God, many do not intentionally plan to grow in their faith and to live God's best for their lives. The purpose of these devotionals over the next 30 days is to help you and to encourage you in this. I want to remind you today of two very important truths. Number one is this: God loves you and He wants the very best for you. Think about this. God, the creator of the universe, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, He loves you. He created you. He knows everything about you, and He loves you more than anyone else ever could. He demonstrated that love by giving His very Son, Jesus, to die for you so that you could know Him and experience His very best for your life. I love Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. It says, "Now all glory to God, who is able through His mighty power at work within us to accomplish infinitely more than we might think or even ask." Think about this. God wants to accomplish more in and through us than we could ever imagine. What's the prerequisite to experiencing this? It says His mighty power at work within us. Discovering and living God's best is found only in relationship with Him and through His Spirit at work in us. See, it's all about abiding in Him. Here's another truth that many miss. College can be the most incredible time of spiritual growth and influence. In Jeremiah 17, verse 8, it describes the person who puts their hope and trust in the Lord. It says they are like trees planted along a riverbank with roots that reach deep into the water. Such trees are not bothered by the heat or worried by long months of drought. Their leaves stay green and they never stop producing fruit. Know that during a time of incredible change and uncertainty that you can thrive. Like that tree with deep roots that's not bothered by the changing climate, but continually producing fruit, you can do this. Well, how do you do this? Again, by abiding in Christ, by relying on truth, not changing circumstances or feelings, by being intentional in pursuing and living God's best for your life. We've done our very best to send you off to college with an actual plan for how to be successful in this. This plan is based on the truth of God's word. It's not a checklist or something you have to get exactly right. It's simply truth that will help you discover and live God's best. Through these devotionals over the next 30 days, we want to encourage you in your faith as you hold to God's truth found in His word and through abiding in Him. Over these 30 days, we want to remind you that you can not only start well, but you can finish well. You've got this. God has the best in store for you, and He wants to use you in college and beyond in ways that you can't even imagine. Guys, know that we love you, and we're so proud of you. We are here for you. Do not hesitate to pick up the phone and call or text us if you need anything. We can't wait to see what God does in you and through you in the days and years ahead. Know that my prayer for you today is the prayer of Paul in Ephesians chapter 3, when he said, "When I think of all of this, I fall on my knees and I pray to the Father, the creator of everything in heaven and on earth, and I pray that from His glorious, unlimited resources, that He will empower you with inner strength through His Spirit. Then Christ will make His home in your hearts as you trust in Him. Your roots, they will grow deep down into God's love, and they will keep you strong. And may you have the power to understand, as all God's people should, how wide, how long, how high, and how deep His love is. May you experience the love of Christ, though it is too great to fully understand. Then you will be made complete with all of the fullness of life and power that comes from God." And then again, a reminder in verse 20, "Now all glory to God, who is able through His mighty power at work within us to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask or think. Glory to Him in the church and in Christ Jesus through all generations forever and ever. Amen." Students, go and live with purpose today, trust in God, and be amazed at what happens. We love you so much. We're proud of you. And we look forward to being with you again tomorrow on the First 30 College Devos.